Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman. I am your host. I am also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to make sure everyone has the information they need to get their family game on. Today, it is Tuesday. We are 3 days away from Pokemon Sword and Shield. It just occurred to me that I thought today was Monday. And it's not. It's Tuesday because yesterday was Veterans Day. This whole week is all messed up. So, 3 days, three sleeps between now and Pokemon Sword and Shield. And, review copies are in the wild. It appears that some copies were sold by someone, that was able to break street date. And there are streams going up by people who have purchased the game, even though it shouldn't be sold yet. So all sorts of details hit the internet last night, over the weekend on Reddit, Reset Era, and man, all right, I'm just going to talk about it all. So before I get too much farther, I would like to say if you are interested in remaining spoiler-free regarding Pokemon Sword and Shield, I would encourage you not to listen. Wait until after the game comes out. You can come back and, you know, we can talk about it then. But this is going to contain what I think some people would refer to as spoilers for Pokemon. So, now that we got that out of the way. Over the weekend, there was a hashtag, thank you, Game Freak, that I participated in. Genuinely am grateful for Game Freak for giving something to my kids that they can bond over, that they've made friends because of, that really captures their imagination. My son Jacob loves to draw. One of the things he loves to draw the most in this world is Pokemon. And the same thing with my daughter, who absolutely loves Pikachu and has drawn more pictures of him than anything on Earth, I think. And that's awesome, right? You know, so genuinely, thank you, Game Freak. But I thought that this was as innocuous as it could get. People thanking Game Freak for creating a game franchise that has been going for decades and has provided countless hours of entertainment, discussion, and just fun. And then the No Fun Police came. Lodged numerous obnoxious complaints. And so I want to talk about a handful of them because I really think that this is like, no, I don't think anything should be exempt from criticism just because it's related to something that we love. But I think that there is a fine line between criticism and whining. And I really don't think that the vast majority of the people who are quote-unquote protesting Pokemon Sword and Shield understand that difference. So, the first and biggest criticism that is available for Pokemon Sword and Shield, and one that I think is actually a valid criticism, it's just something that people have to be careful with the way they phrase it, is that Pokemon Sword and Shield will not have in it all of the Pokemon. There's almost like 900 Pokemon. Right? I mean, there's a ton. I can't keep track of them all. I don't know anybody that can, although I'm sure that there are. And they're simply not adding all of them in. There's going to be new Pokemon that are part of the Galar region, new evolutions, etc. But a lot of the older Pokemon are being not included for various reasons. And when asked, they indicated that it was going to take a lot of time to animate all of them. And so they had to make cuts, otherwise this game would never come out. I mean, this isn't rocket science. I mean, we know from a game development standpoint, creating assets is incredibly difficult. And creating animations, assets, etc. for all of these Pokemon would get insane. From a project management standpoint, I absolutely understand them leaving them out. Am I disappointed? Yes, because one of the core fundamentals of Pokemon is that there's lots of them. So, you know, and that it continues to grow, but I can't really get mad. They made a decision. And some of the criticisms is that Game Freak has a very profitable game franchise. They clearly are making money. The Pokemon, even though Game Freak doesn't make it, this is complicated because Pokemon is a very complicated license. So the, you know, it's a very profitable franchise. They make a lot of money, so they should be able to invest in more animators, etc. That makes sense, I suppose. However, if they ballooned their staff to be able to make this game, they may not necessarily be able to keep them all on, because then it's so complicated. There's so much going on, and I think a lot of people are forgetting it. And beyond the Game Freak should just hire more people, you know, we've also seen the lazy and entitled garbage, which anyone who includes the idea of, like, the lazy video game developer into their argument, by default, I feel comfortable just ignoring them. So I'm ignoring the lazy developer option, because there is no way that Game Freak is lazy. But there is a valid criticism to be had. One of the core tenets of Pokemon for the last 25 years is that every time they make a new game, you can bring the old ones along with you through some means. And they have jumped through some crazy hoops to get that accomplished in previous games. But there's nearly 1,000 of them. And that is a very complicated process. And in spite of the fact that people seem to think that it would only take an hour or two, I would guess that it would probably be, you know, between the animation and the coding and all the work to get it done, it would probably be, you know, 20 to 25 man hours to get each one done. You know, maybe even more. I mean, I might be underestimating it. Animation is not easy. That adds up when you're trying to finish the rest of the game. So it has been referred to as hashtag Dexit, which is like the idea of a bunch of Pokemon being taken out of the National Pokédex. This is a valid concern, a valid criticism that has flown off the rails, and now people are talking about, you know, encouraging a boycott. And because people are upset about the National Pokédex, they're really looking and really reaching for some other things to complain about. Right now, there's actually a thread on Reddit where, you know, they are encouraging a boycott because of a number of problems, graphical and otherwise, that are seen on one of these pre-release copies of the game. So a lot of them are about graphics pop-in, which is the idea if you're walking in to an environment and something that's on the edge of the draw distance, like, just kind of pops in instead of fading, or if something pops out and pops in, things aren't supposed to, like, they're not supposed to work like that anymore. And so that's generally a sign of poor programming, poor memory management. It's a mess. This is a pre-release copy of the game. And we all know, in almost universally, games are given patches on their first day that upgrade performance. And anyone who is playing a game before launch, especially streamers who are playing a game before launch, you should know, if you're a professional, quote unquote, in this industry, you know, you are playing a largely incomplete product. But man, I saw a complaint on Twitter from a number of folks who were complaining because, like, the shadows coming off of behind a fence were wrong. And I'm like, I don't understand, like, where we can get these types of complaints for a Pokemon game. That type of thing is crazy to me. Partially because you know, this game really doesn't look all that different to me than Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. And while there were some people who complained about graphics on that game, it wasn't nearly as loud. And I don't know if this is an issue of misplaced expectations. Like, is it that people expected, like, the Breath of the Wild of Pokemon? Where it was just going to, like, be this big fundamental change? I don't know. But, man, like, complaints about small graphics issues, and many of which will likely be solved with a day one patch, are really bothersome to me. Because we should know better. But it feels like people are just reaching and grabbing at straws. Another thing that I have heard a complaint about is that the story is not long. Some folks are complaining, and this part I don't really understand, because there are a lot of there's a lot of gyms. So I think, you know, they're saying that, like, the story mode clocks in at, like, around 20 hours. So I have two points to that. One, I don't know how true that is. We had, you know, the amount of time we have regarding the length of play is from a streamer who was trying to churn through all the content. And so he just did it. So I don't know if that's just what the natural experience would be for players. But number two, if that is the case, I think I'm okay with that, because we're living in a world now where, you know, shorter RPGs are okay. We don't need, you know, 150-hour crazy role-playing games to enjoy them, especially since most of Pokemon is running around capturing things. Like, the story has never been, like, what grabs people. But now all of a sudden we care about this long campaign. Really, hardcore Pokemon fans, especially ones complaining about not having a full dex, y'all didn't care about the story anyway, really. You just, I don't know. At the end of the day, Pokemon is one of the biggest franchises on Earth, and it is going to continue to be so. This game is going to sell like gangbusters, and I am certain that whatever complaint, like, they have, Game Freak has heard these complaints. They will be working to include more Pokemon and, you know, kind of making access to Pokemon a priority moving forward, I am sure. But the hate has gone too far. What makes me feel better is, for all of the people that I hear on the internet complaining, my kids are counting down the days. If I made a Pokemon, you know, calendar, or, you know, kind of like an advent calendar where every day we popped open a thing, I think they'd be more excited about that than Christmas. They are so hyped. We've pre-ordered our copies. We are stoked to play this game. I just, you know, listen, we're just going to have to see how it is. I'm sure the review embargo is coming up soon. I do not in any way envy any of the people that are going to be reviewing this game pre-release. I have the luxury of being able to review it after the release, after there are patches, after there are changes, and by and large, the hardcore community ignores me, so I don't have to worry about it. So anyway, so that is my take on the hate on Pokemon Sword and Shield. It has gone too far. If you are one of those people that is complaining endlessly about Pokemon Sword and Shield, you need to kind of check yourself and figure out, like, you really have to sit back and really think about what's important, because you're reaching. And you also need to learn what criticism is, because many of you are not, and it is frustrating as a fellow fan. So that's it. I will be back soon. To talk about more things. Probably next we'll be talking about Star Wars. I'm not sure. But until next time, have a great day, and don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.